Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you being here today. We have an excellent program for you here today with the great guys from Bath Wizard, my friends and special guest in studio, Chris Doogie and James Moberg, again with the amazing company Bath Wizard. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good to be here, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
All right. Yes, sir. It's a great day. And just really appreciate you being here. For our listeners, you're going to want to write this information down. You can reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. Or check out online. They have an excellent website, bath-wizard.com. Don't forget the dash, bath-wizard.com. And we're going to talk about remodeling your bath to age in place, or maybe it's not to age in place. Maybe your bathroom is, that's one of the, Chris, that's one of the biggest selling features or selling points of a house other than the kitchen area. And if you have an old, outdated bathtub, and maybe you need to remodel that, bring in a nice walk-in shower, can really improve the value of your home. And so it may or may not be related to aging in place.
Well, according to realtors all across the country, the bathroom's right behind the kitchen, as you stated. Every bathroom is having water squirted on it. And what we like to say is water built the Grand Canyon. So everyone's bathroom is in a constant state of decay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, that's a really powerful statement if you think about it. The water created the Grand Canyon. So that's some powerful stuff.
Yeah, every product that's in bathrooms, you've got tile, you've got we call the counterfeits. That's fiberglass that's made to look like other products. Mm. You've got cast iron that over time rusts because condensation goes below. And James is an expert on, what do you call it, thermal breaks, James?
Without the thermal breaks, your subfloor is likely going to start to rot over time. Not in the first couple of years, but when we pull out a cast iron, 9 out of 10 are rotted subfloors underneath.
No one would know that. Unless you are in there tearing it out and looking for it, and then you find it. No, people are probably right now listening to this program. If you have a cast iron tub, it's highly likely you've got that problem in your house and you may not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
they can be rusting right out from under your feet. And then outside of cast iron, you've got what I call the counterfeit cast iron. That's a steel tub, which is kind of like a pop can.
kind of a big old tank sitting in there. And do you see rust with those as well?
Sometimes. You just hear more of a thin tin sound. And you'll find that a lot of people, when they take a bath in there, they'll talk about their water gets cold fast. Mm-hmm. And that's because there's no insulation there. It's just a big old metal uninsulated receptacle.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So my Yeti cup right here probably has way more engineering and thermal efficiency than one of those tubs.
Right. I think if Yeti went into the bathroom space, they'd be competing with Math Wizard. I mean, we engineer our products just like they do.
Looking at your cup, that is exactly what I was thinking. That is a very good example of a Bath Wizard product. We are the Yeti of the bathroom.
That's right.
Hey, how about... We need to coin that phrase. Let's get out and trademark that thing.
It's probably already been done.
Oh, well, okay. And you'd also have to have permission from Yeti. So. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you put the little circle R registered by Yeti.
We are in no way affiliated with Yeti.
Yeah. But it is a premium product, and you get premium results with that premium product.
That's right. One of when people do a change, sometimes that's an aesthetic change, but sometimes our customers, if they're, say, taking out tile, I know a lot of our if we're talking to a couple, it's a lot of times it's the wife that'll recognize this. They'll say, the tile always felt cold. And then we had Bath Wizard out, and you guys changed everything around, and the wall doesn't feel cold anymore. Did you insulate behind here? Well, we don't need to insulate when we have natural built-in thermal breaks into the product. Okay. So it's not going to be cold to the touch anymore.
See, and that is amazing. And I'm still stuck on the Yeti thing. So... Now, bear with me, because it actually works. So how many – we were talking about some knockoff products and mm-hmm. some counterfeiters and things that look like something that they're not. How many cups do you see on the market that look just like that, but they're just a hunk of junk? And it won't keep your coffee hot. It definitely won't keep my ice water cold. It's going to be lukewarm in 30 minutes. How many do you see in the world of bathroom remodeling? It must be tremendous.
100 to 1.
Yeah.
An interesting situation that happens more than you'd think. We have customers who call us, and they're frustrated with something they just bought from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll ask us, hey, can you install this? And they don't look too enthusiastic, but we've got something that's kind of wobbly a little bit, and we ask them, the first thing is, do you still have your receipt? Because when we start talking about our solutions, how we make our shower pans or tubs, it's a lot different than what you'd find at the big box stores.
That's right. And so, we had talked about it, last month or maybe the month before that, but you have the American public, we want inexpensive products. And so something has to get cut somewhere to make that happen. And so quality is going to get cut every single time. Even though if it looks nice, quality is going to get cut and the thing's going to be a hunk of junk out of the box, or it may not last for 6 or 12 months.
As I call it good old-fashioned America. As good old-fashioned American jobs have been shifted overseas, what I call the counterfeits are just getting more prevalent. And they're getting thinner and thinner and thinner. Yet day one of the install, they fooled the general public. It's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, sometimes 2 years from now when you actually know that you've bought the counterfeit. And most everything on the market is a counterfeit.
And a lot of times we'll go into a subdivision and you'll find that, hey, the subdivision is whether it's 8 years old or 14 years old, and everyone had the same builder grade product that was installed.
Yep.
And everyone's going through the same situations. If it creaks, it leaks. And you find one neighbor's got a creak and they've got a leak, and the next neighbor's got a creak and theirs is leaking. So we find ourselves replacing and getting customers in kind of clusters. Yep. A lot of times based on the age of the home.
Well, so we live I need to see if we can get you out to our neighborhood, because I'll guarantee this builder. Oh, my gosh. So I'll guarantee you we have some challenges out in our neighborhood. And we have a Facebook page, a closed group just for everyone in the neighborhood. And you get one person talking about that, and I can see it where you'd have a lot of referrals that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're actually getting ready to start doing neighborhood home shows, which is a concept. In fact, we're building a trailer as we speak. That after we do a job, if a customer wants to help us refer to Bath Wizard, we'll essentially put on a home show in your cul-de-sac.
I'll be darned.
Bring our trailer out and our barbecue grill and feeling the product and seeing it and touching it. And then we also bring competitor samples so you can see the difference. And mm-hmm. seeing is believing. It's not just a sales ploy. It's actually true.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, it might look nice. You put it in there, but how long is it going to last? And it's and some of these products are they're just not going to last long. And I'll guarantee you that a lot of the products in these brand new homes, and some of these homes are very nice homes, they were bought at a local big box retail store. There's nothing special about these products. And you would think if you I know it's different with Bath Wizard, but you would think that if you worked with a remodeler that you're getting a different kind of a product, but most of the time it's not.
That's right. We see the same product in a house, whether it's an $80,000 house or an $880,000 house, they're getting a builder grade product that has the same planned obsolescence in it. And it's, you know, it's no surprise that customers are calling us saying, I've got something wrong here, or I've got a crack, or whether it's someone who's got grandkids and the grandkids are over and someone's foot goes through the floor of their fiberglass. That's an unfortunate problem.
That sounds like something out of a movie.
It's something out of regular life that happens. We get that call about two, 3 times a month.
Exactly. And maybe it's in the movie because it's more common than you think. So if this is catching your attention and you're interested in having the great guys from Bath Wizard come out and give you a free estimate, reach out to them at 1-800-298-5914. That's 1-800-298-5914. You can go online at bath-wizard.com, bath-wizard.com. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Many bathroom remodeling products available at the big box retail stores are built with a model of planned obsolescence. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Many bathroom remodeling products available at the big box retail stores, say that five times fast, are built with a model of planned obsolescence. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is unfortunately true. And Chris and James, what is planned obsolescence?
That's when it wears out. So most of the fiberglass and plastic systems at the big box stores have a shelf life or anticipated life of about 10 years max.
Okay.
And that's really pushing the limits.
Okay.
They're meant for house flipping.
Oh. So you put it in. You don't care how long it lasts because you are a short-term owner of the house. It looks nice, and you move on. You let someone else deal with whatever the product might be when it wears out, and it's not planned to be here for a really long time. That makes me think of my refrigerator at home. And it's a quality fridge, and it's been a nice fridge for the last, about 5 years, maybe 6 years maximum. And now all of a sudden my ice maker works, but the ice is melting and I've got this big block of ice in my tray. And I'm sitting there going, now, if this thing is pooping out, and I think it probably is, okay, I'm going to have to drop another, now probably about $1,500. And that's not for all the bells and whistles. That's kind of a basic refrigerator freezer. That's planned obsolescence, because I've owned refrigerators in my lifetime that have lasted, easily 12 to 15 solid years. with no problem. And this thing looks like I might get 5 or 6 out of it.
Well, Steve, I think I know the refrigerator that you need, but my parents won't let you have it. It's the one that my grandparents had that was at the pop freezer in the basement. And I think that was probably purchased in the 60s, the 1960s.
What brand was it?
Frigidaire.
Frigidaire, okay.
I still remember it. And
it probably had a kind of slightly curved corners. And I think my grandparents.
A pole arm on it. It almost looked like a slot machine arm to open it up.
Okay.
And that... doing the math here, is probably 50, 60 years old.
Right,
and
right.
It is still absolutely dependable. They thawed out, I think, once a decade for the freezer.
Wow.
And it's been there, and I know they keep remodeling and replacing refrigerators in the kitchen, but that basement fridge was built before planned obsolescence was a popular thing.
Yeah, yeah. And so you just we talked about it earlier. You have to cut corners, and that means thinner metal, less insulation, maybe a cheaper compressor, less expensive wiring, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It all adds up, and what it does is it leaves the owner in a pinch when this thing poops out in 5 or 6 years. So let's talk about. Talking about kind of compare and contrast, you are just about finished with a new showroom. Tell us about your showroom. I got a little hard hat tour last time I was over, and I got to walk through and see the space. I think I'm excited to see it when it's finished. But what do you have planned for that? And just tell us about that.
Well, feedback from customers over the years is, why in the heck doesn't someone have all this stuff on display? The capital expenditures and a lot of small players in the market have made it hard. And so we just knocked the industry upside down and said, you know what? Customers want to come see it. They want to feel it. They don't want salesmen coming to their house. They want to see what they're buying.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have something shoved down their throat. So what we think is, come down, try it out, and then we'll send the sales rep out.
So I love that idea. I'm a kind of try it or see it before you buy it. And it's nothing against some of these, but you can buy a car on your phone from your living room recliner. That I'm not that guy. Right?
No.
I got to see that thing. I got to sit in it. I'm definitely going to have to drive that car. So, and obviously it works for some people, but I like to see it and I want to touch it and I want to learn about it a little bit and have some confidence. And then I'm going to make that decision. So I love the fact that you are building this showroom, and you can tell us about some of the features of the showroom and what to expect. And I really love the idea of the neighborhood remodeling show with the trailer and the products and bringing out a grill and talking to a neighborhood. That's awesome.
There's two sensories that they get satisfied with having physical product there. The one at a distance is you can see it. And you can say, I like that, and I'd like to see some different color options or patterns, and you're thinking of your space. Will this color fit? Will it update? And then the second one is, and we always recommend, close your eyes. Now feel it.
Ah.
This is how it's going to feel when you're using the shower or the bathtub. Hmm. And when you see someone light up with the way when they feel it, and then when their eyes are lighting up when they see it, those are two wonderful ways to figure out, is this a compatible solution for your home too?
That is excellent. That is excellent. And I understand that, the last time that we talked, or maybe it was when I was over on the tour of the new space, but you were going to have like some cross sections where you kind of cut some products in half to kind of see what you're getting.
Yeah, we of course will have our products cut in half so that you can see them, but we'll have products that are available in the marketplace so that you can actually see the difference. And you talked earlier about the Yeti cup, and I'll bring back to that. What's under, and old race car people would know what I'm talking about. What's mm-hmm. under the hood?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You can't see. You can't see until you pop the hood. And there is a huge difference in manufactured products such as bathroom items. And the Yeti's a great example. And it's the foam. It's the insulation. It's the fiberglass reinforcement. It's the bracing. It's the concrete pad that we pour that no one else pours. There's just a lot that goes into it that is actually hidden from the plain eye. So,
what do you mean you pour a concrete pad? What does that mean?
That means that we pour a concrete foundation in your shower before we even start putting our plumbing in.
So, see, I love that because when I step into the shower of my previous house, over a little bit of time, and it didn't take long, it feels like there's some give in there. And then guess what happened? You step on the thing, and it starts creaking a little bit. And now, I'll be darned, at my house that I'm living in now, it's got a little give going.
That'll drive you nuts.
There is no concrete under my shower, and now I'm kind of ticked off about that.
most people think that having a level shower pan is all you need, and most leveling techniques, because they're faster, is someone will just put a little shim. Little wooden shim.
Yeah.
Why would you put a wooden shim in an area that's wet?
Yeah. That's just crazy. So look, here's the bottom line. If you are interested in remodeling your bathroom and you want it done right, and I mean really right, with a double lifetime guarantee warranty, okay? Double lifetime warranty. Reach out to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. And Chris and James, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it. It was great to see you again.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. I just want to say thanks again to Chris and James, the great guys from Bath Wizard. Let me tell you what. Okay. We've been talking about, and we talk a lot off air, and I've met them over at their office, and I did get a hard hat tour of the new floor room where they're going to do some demonstrations and all of that kind of stuff, right? The showroom, not the floor room. So the showroom. And it's there. I mean, this is an amazing company. They're growing very quickly. Okay. They can take care of a lot of folks around the country in different spots, maybe not every single spot, but I would just encourage you to do this. If you're interested in the product, give them a call and see if they can help you out. There are, they may not be able to come to every single city and state, but they can come to a lot of them. Okay. 1-800-298-5914 or online at bath-wizard.com and they manufacture their own products. I mean, do you know how huge that is? So this is, made in America, like Chris said, good old fashioned American made, right? So I think we may be seeing a kind of a renaissance or a revolution in our country. We're taking back manufacturing and manufacturing of a lot of things. And I'm not going to go off politically and all that kind of stuff. I think we need to be making more and most, if not all, of our medications in our own country and not be importing these things. And that goes for a whole bunch of other products, including all of these different bathroom products, showers, tubs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And you can see the quality. You can feel, touch the quality. There is no comparison, zero. So if you want something that'll last a few years, and then basically planned obsolescence have to be replaced. If that's what you want, go to the big box retail stores, get a cheap hunk of junk that looks nice. And this is you get what you pay for kind of a situation. If you want a quality product that is backed up by a double lifetime warranty, that means there's a lifetime transferable warranty on the products and the service, including installation. I have never heard of such a thing. Reach out again to the great guys at Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914, or online at bath-wizard.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here, and talk about some of these senior care communities, almost said retirement, because I'm looking at continuing care, retirement communities in my notes. That's where I'm headed here. Okay. So I give a lot of presentations all over the place to professional groups and civic groups and church groups and groups of employees at large employers and all of the above, right? And so I'll be giving a presentation. I'm one of the two presenters coming up here with just a really fine organization, and they've invited people from their, you know, their local community into their building, their community to learn about all of this stuff, all things related to senior care, right? And then the second presenter, he's going to be talking about, you know, financial matters and how to pay for senior care and those sort of things. Okay, but I am going to be, you know, talking about things that I've discussed on the radio many times. So the most frequently asked question, when is the right time to move? I'm going to address that. And then I'm going to address what you should determine before ever even thinking about moving to a senior care community. But all of this, as far as this particular presentation, will have a little bit of an emphasis on a continuing care retirement community. So I think it's important to review, you know, what that is and the costs. And then a lot of people refer to it as a buy-in fee. It's actually not really a buy-in fee. It's called an entrance fee. And I want to talk about that a little bit today. So let's go ahead and jump into continuing care retirement community. So what that is it's exactly what it sounds like, continuing care. So the whole concept of a continuing care retirement community is that you can be living, you know, independently in your own home. So you could be living in your house or an apartment or wherever you're living, usually at your house. Okay. And then just like some recent clients that I've worked with, it's just the husband and wife. And they're like, Steve, what do we need this big house for? They said, we probably use about 20% of the space, and the rest of the space is just there collecting dust, literally. and they said, you know, we have to bring in people to shovel snow and to mow the lawn and, you know, all the stuff. They don't need care. They're still fully independent. But she said, you know, we're a little bit isolated. We would, you know, appreciate some socialization opportunities, and we would actually like to downsize and just move into a place where we could get help and care later on as needed and when needed and if needed. Okay. And that is just exactly what a continuing care retirement community addresses. So the whole concept, again, is living in your house and then you sell your house and you downsize and you move to the independent living part of the community. And most of the inventory that you'll see will be a very nice apartment. But a lot of CCRCs or continuing care retirement communities will have freestanding houses, freestanding villas. They may have duplexes. Some may have fourplexes. And so you have a few options there. But frankly, the majority of the inventory would be very nice apartments. And so the idea is that you can move in to independent living and kind of let your hair down, so to speak. So guess what you don't have to worry about? You don't have to worry about the hot water heater going out and replacing that for $1,200 or whatever it is. You don't have to worry about the roof leaking. You don't have to worry about mowing the lawn and shoveling the snow. You don't have to worry about paying the taxes and all of the things that go along with home ownership. Okay. And I'm happy to do that right in my house right now. But at some point, I'm going to get tired of that stuff. I'm actually getting there. Okay. So, but the bottom line is, you move into independent living, you let your hair down, you don't have to worry about all that stuff. And you can just relax and have a free schedule. And in independent living, all of them that I know of will offer at least the main meal every day. And some of them will offer a couple of meals per day. Okay, so you don't even have to cook very much. And that sounds pretty good. Do not underestimate the value of social engagement. Okay, that's even if you are a little more introverted, which, you know, Sean is our producer. We were just talking about that. We're a little more on the introverted side, okay? But even introverts need social engagement, trust me, okay? So a lot of times I'll hear from individuals living in their house, they're like, you know, we feel a little cut off and I would just like to have some things to do and what goes along with having things to do, people to do those things with, right? So that's the whole idea. So you move into independent living, you have one or two meals a day prepared for you, and you have that social engagement, right? There's some transportation that'll make a grocery run every week. And so there's a lot to like about that. You don't have to pay the homeowner's tax. And good Lord, I just looked at my tax bill and it keeps going up. So, I mean, the good news is on that is that the house is worth more. The bad news is I'm paying a lot more in taxes like every single year. It's about to knock me out. None of that. Guess who pays the taxes? The senior care community, right? So you would just pay an average monthly cost, and that would depend on the size of your apartment and whether there would be one or two people living in the apartment. Okay, so there's a first person fee, and then the second person fee is pretty small, just to cover the cost of your food. And you add those two together, and boom, you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood, just kind of an average range of $3,500 a month to $5,500 a month. That's going to cover, I think, you know, the majority of places. You could go a little lower. You can definitely go higher. Okay, and again, depending on the size of the apartment, that's the big factor here. But the bottom line is, it's not too bad. You're not paying the $400 or $500 a month in taxes, in property taxes. You're not paying and I think my homeowner's insurance just went up. You're not paying, you know, a couple of $100 a month for your homeowner's insurance and all that. You're not paying for utilities. Okay. You're not paying for most of that kind of stuff. So you add all that up and the prices in independent living for what you get, that's not bad. But guess what? Independent living is just the entry point of a continuing care retirement community. And after the break, I'll continue that conversation about CCRCs and all of the major advantages offered in a continuing care retirement community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to these CCRCs, Continuing Care Retirement Communities. What it is, it's an all of the above. And the concept, you move from home into a very nice independent living apartment. It could be a villa, a freestanding house, duplex or fourplex. Most of the inventory would be an apartment. And then the concept is you can age in place and never have to leave the organization. And if it's a building that is a large kind of sprawling building that's all under one roof, guess what? You never have to change your address. Now, some CCRCs are more of a campus style kind of an arrangement. So you may have, you know, several blocks worth of development, and you may have independent living apartments and houses and villas all over the place. And then you have an assisted living community and building kind of over here, and maybe a block or two down the road. Then you've got your long-term care. So you could be separated out like that a little bit in a campus style setting. A lot of times these places are under one roof. It's a little bit of a smaller, more manageable size, and never have to change your address. So again, the whole point is age in place and never have to leave. And what that means is you're living in independent living. And let's say at some point down the road, you start to have some issues, some challenges with some of these daily activities. It's really easy. And it's super easy to take for granted your ability to cook a meal or get dressed or remember to take your medications, taking a shower or a bath. All right. So some of these things, put your socks on, get your shoes going, tie your shoes, you know, all that kind of stuff that we do. We're on autopilot for decades and decades and decades until maybe we're in our mid or upper 70s or in our 80s, and all of a sudden things aren't working quite like they used to. All of a sudden, we could use a little bit of help with some of those things. So that's when you can transition from independent living to the assisted living level of care, where the assisted living level of care, and I've talked about it many times on the program before, is a social model. It's not a medical model. It's a social model to help residents with their activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing and your dressing and your grooming, and using the toilet. They can provide some incontinence management support to a point. Okay, they'll distribute your medications. Make sure you've got that. They make all of your meals. At this point, you don't even have to do any cooking. They'll take care of all of that for you. You don't have to worry about it. They make all of your meals, provide your snacks and hydration. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls at most of these assisted living communities. If you want to keep your own doctor, that's fine. They offer transportation to take you from your assisted living community out into the your local community to see your doctor out there. Okay, so no worries. There's just a tremendous amount of support at that assisted living level of care. That average cost depends on a couple of factors. Number one, how large your space or your apartment is. And then number two, how much care you require. So if you require minimal care, you'll pay less than someone requiring a tremendous amount of care. Okay. And that range could be anywhere from about $5,000 to $8,000 per month. That's 24-hour care. Okay. So that's the range there. Now, again, we're aging in place, continuing care, retirement community. If you should decline and need more help than that, then you can easily transition right down the hall or across the lawn or down the street. If it's a campus type of an arrangement, you can transition to the long-term care part of this community. And as I mentioned before on the program, long-term care, what that is, that's the medical model. Now, a lot of people out there still refer to that as a nursing home. And let me say, the industry really hates that term. Right? And with good reason, because if you say the nursing home word, that comes along with a lot of negative baggage. Okay, I would remind everyone that was negative baggage very, very well earned. Okay, but I would also remind everyone that I think most people today understand that long-term care communities, even if they still refer to it as nursing home, they understand that it's much, much, much improved. Okay, you cannot get away with cinder block walls and people smoking a cigarette out in the middle of the dining room and the severe old stale urine odor that used to just permeate everything. I have not seen that. I'm sure it's around somewhere, but it would be definitely the exception and not the rule. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to get off my high horse on that one. So you can transition from assisted living to long-term care and receive medical support. So all of the support that would be offered at the assisted living level of care, plus full medical care, and that might include diabetic management with insulin injections. It might include pain management or managing an indwelling Foley catheter. Okay, so if you have someone who has the urinary issues and they need help managing their catheter, that can be provided at the long-term care level. You may have some skin breakdown with some wound care needs and may need some wound care support. Okay, so it just you may be weakened to the point where it's really hard for you to transfer from point A to point B. And now it takes two staff members to help you move from your bed to your wheelchair to the toilet or in and out of the shower. Maybe it requires a mechanical lift, a resident lift to help you move from point A to point B. All of those things are offered at the long-term care level of care, where a shared room in long-term care So it depends on where you live and some other factors, but $7,000 to $9,000 a month is going to cover most places. Now, if you're in a big metropolitan area on the coast, we're probably talking more money than that, okay? But I'm just giving you some average costs, $7,000 to $9,000. For a private room, it could be anywhere from about $9,500, maybe $10,000, upwards of $15,000 a month. Okay. So again, a continuing care retirement community has all of the above: independent living, assisted living, and long-term care, where you have that peace of mind knowing that you can age in place and never have to leave that organization. And many times you never even have to change your address. Now, in an upcoming Senior Care Live, maybe I'll break down these upfront costs in independent living. And again, a lot of people refer to that as a buy-in, but it's actually an entrance fee. And a lot of folks, they don't like the idea of an entrance fee until they understand how it works. Okay, so I'm going to look forward to breaking that down with you sometime in the future. If I can remember, maybe I'm so busy right now. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I'll bring that up next time and just break that down for you to help you understand, because actually it works out pretty well in your favor in most of the time, I think, here. So, and if your head is spinning and you're like, oh, my gosh, how am I supposed to figure all of that out? Right, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800, and we can help you make sense of it all and help you choose the right place. That's a very complex decision-making process when you're looking for a CCRC, I'll tell you that. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.